Although the state scored well, former Wisconsin Interagency Homelessness Council member Bernie Juneau says there needs to be an increase in affordable housing and housing vouchers for families. She adds homeless families should be given priority for housing.
The biggest mistake that ever happened was to take away that federal priority, because it also then increased homelessness. And that could be easy to get back if the president or HUD or whoever has that power could reestablish that priority of families experiencing homelessness being first to get housing vouchers so that they're not on the street.
La Crosse Salvation Army's Elaine Baldwin says they've seen an increase of homeless children and families in the last 10 years. She says they're always looking at ways to meet the needs of kids at the shelter.
One of the things we're doing right now is coming up with a little mini computer lab, and it's going to have 4 to 5 computers with internet access, and thinking of the kids, making it easier for them, especially high schoolers, to do their homework, giving them some training on computer skills.
Juneau believes more emphasis should be placed on providing kids with tools to complete their education.
Families who can't afford computers and things that they need to be successful at school, some way that they get that.
According to the Department of Public Instruction, homeless students have nearly doubled in Wisconsin schools in the last 5 years. The state has more than 12,000 homeless children. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.